even the rabbi, the rabbi would agree, it's considered to be mavin. That's what he suggests. A chiddush. Moreover, if you reject Svarad A, says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, I have Svarad B to throw at you. Mavasha. You don't want to be chayim mishum mavir. Say, when you put on an electric incandescent bulb, you chayim mishum mavasha. And the Rambam agrees in Perek Tes. Now the Chazan Ish discusses this in that same place, in Siman Nun, Sifkot and Tes. Are you chayim mishum mavasha when you put on an electric bulb? As follows. Hamadag ner on an electric incandescent bulb, Yechayim Mishum Mevasho. And the Rambam agrees in Perek Tes. Now the Chazan Ish discusses this in that same place, in Siman Nun, Sifkot and Tes. Are you Yechayim Mishum Mevasho when you put on an electric bulb? This is as follows. Hamadag ner b'chashmal b'shabbos. Yesh lo mishum mechamis ha-barsel. Sheyesh lo mishum mevashel. El adami psikreshet lo nichele. Mikol mekom asim. Ve'efshet ha-chimum tzorech bo la'avoras ha-zerem v'choshev nichele. At end quote of Chazon Ish. Frekim Shlomo Zalman. Of course. Of course you need a chim. What's the chadash mesupik about? If it'd be cold, nothing's going to happen. Only because it gets hot does it cause the light to shine. What he should have said, maybe, that according to the raya, the ikur is the richuch. The softening. That's the question. If no matter how come bad lokas hachashmal choshev can merakek as a chut shebesoch haMenorah. If that's true, that's exactly the suffix. Who's a physicist? I've called back my friend Lenny. If you put on an electric bulb, are you softening the filament? Avo mikoba comes the vade lo nichle. Shall we rikuch gorim rak kilkul vehefset lachut? You're at the parentheses. And even if you'll say that it softens, we shouldn't even consider it al pi halacha, because no one notices it. Ein mishum margish b'zeh. That's a chiddush. But then he throws in the Chazon Ish. It's only applied if it reaches yad so letters bo. This Chazon Ish is so wild. He says if you make metal yad so letters bo, it's an iser of bishul. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, how do you put your pot back on a fire? It's over Amutu. You took care of the problems of Shehiyah and Achzorah. You found a way out of those problems somehow or other. Kedera, Gabi Kedera, whatever, Blech, whatever you do. But that pot, that metal's going to get the outside lettuce for. You can't touch the metal on the fire. Well, the Chazon Ish is very strange. Every metal on a fire is also mishum visual. That's what you said. You're a Chazon Ishtik. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the first parak, in parak Aleph, or Samach. That's not true. Quotes from the Shvisis HaShabbos, Niktos HaShulchan, Chas V'Shalom, they said. That's not called Chatzi Shir Asum in a Torah. You suggested. It's not a Chatzi Shir, it's a Chatzi Melocha. If you make water 80 degrees, it's not a half a cooking, it's nothing. Lav Midi Kaaba, they write. Lo Klum Asum. That's the Pasha, though. Okay. So now, what about turning off an electric bulb on Shabbos? What's it in? That's the cotton gimel. You turn off an electric bulb on Shabbos. What's your status? Says Shlomo Zalman, thinks it'd be potter. Why? Why? You're not pouring water over a fire, which is mechaber. Smothering a fire, which is mechaber. All you're doing is preventing the electricity from maintaining and continuing the duration of the lighting of the incandescent bulb. He suggests that's called pot. Suggested. Not that you should do it, but you would not be a chiyuv mechaber, even according to the those who hold ein tzricha leguf es chayim and those who don't require a pecham, he still wouldn't be. But then he says, wait a second. Maybe it should be compared to the Gemara to which we referred earlier. Very important Gemara. The Gemara has a Masechta de Beitza, Daf Chav Beis and Aleph. Let's read the Gemara. Those who have it, those who don't. Either did see it or will see it. The Gemara says, Hanosin Shema B'ner Chai Mishamavir, you take oil out of a bowl filled with oil, which has a wick in the middle. You chayim mishum mechaber. So Shlomo Zalman suggests in Sifkot and Dal, the final Sifkot in the Simin in Mincha Shlomo, maybe the electricity, which is the source of quote fuel, in its relationship to the filament, should be like oil in its relationship to the wick. And just as if you pull the oil out of the candle, you're chayev, so too, if you pull the electricity away from the filament by just flicking the switch, maybe you're also chayev. And maybe even the Rambam would agree. The Rambam only argues by normal metal, where its entire heat comes from a different fire. So if I separate it from the fire still exists. I just separated it, so I would not be considered kibbuy. But by electricity, and similarly by shemen, I split the two apart, the fire goes out. There is no more fire. Maybe the Rambam would agree. So suggests him Shlomo Zalman. Therefore, it's important for us to understand that Gemara and Beitza, and it's important to understand the Tosfos and Beitza too. Let's just look at it a little bit. Tosfos writes as follows: Ain't there what Salama Mepeshim and Mar Kibuyo, Blohavi Le Gram Kibuy, Ugram Kibuy Biyom Tav Shari, Afal Pishim and Mar Kibuyo. Uveshabbos nami ein ochayim. What's the lashon of Tosfos? What do you get? Pick up on the lashon. B'yomtiv shari. Uveshabbos nami ein ochayim. Get an impression that Gram Kibi b'Shabbos is not mutar lechatchila. Adi Gemara kufchaki. Some of us are raising the Gemara. That's only b'mokom leika. B'mokom hes. That's the shidat the Mordechai. I have to see if there are more. I have to see. That's implicit in this Tosfos. So that's not the reason. Because putting out a fire earlier than it would have gone out, otherwise it's called the Gram Kibbuy, which you're not chayav for. Here it says chayav, so it's chayav literally. Elahayim l'tayma, hoel de ba'osa shah, shu mistapek mimena, mechavik tzas, u mechasa oro, v'lo yochol anhurei kulehai, ki yikai shemen muat b'ner, u lekach nire ki kibbuy. What does this mean? Who saw this Tosfos? Who knows Pshat this Tosfos? Who knows Pshat? Aura knows Pshat? What's Pshat this Tosfos? A Shvera Tosfos. What's he saying over here? What's he saying? The Pnei Yeshua asks, what's wrong Would making a fire smaller? Is making a fire smaller necessarily considered mechavim? Mechavim is putting a fire out? Shlomo Zalman quotes and quotes a Ksav Sofer, who says a pshat I believe to be the correct pshat. I believe. The Ksav Sofer says that even Tosfos agrees that the ultimate kibbutz is putting something out, not making it lower. What it means in Tosfos is, if I do something now, which has no immediate impact, zero, in another 2 hours, the fire will go out. That's a grum. But if it has an immediate impact, then we say that the kibbutz began now. It ends in 2 hours. Samchai. So when Tosfos nira kikibui, doesn't mean, that's another kasha Tosfos. Nira kikibui. Sounds like it's a dirabonim. It says chayim. The answer is, nira kikibui, something started now. So when it goes out in 2 hours, I'm going to be viewed as a mechaber mamish and not as a gram kibui. That's a very nice chat. He quotes from the Ksav Sofer. Very nice chat. He quotes the Shita Mekubetz to prove the point. The Shita Mekubetz says that by, it was 8 ounces of oil. I took out an ounce. I go to the rub. What do? Guess what? Put it back. Presumably talking about Yontif. Put it back. So the matter is mutter. And if I put it back, I'm someone being attack on the Easter of Kibbutz Yontif. What? The Pnei Yeshua obviously didn't learn this way. He learned that lowering the fire is an independent prohibition. The Korban Asanel on the bottom of the Rosh, I wanted to add on the Ma'am Korban, Korban Asanel. I guess it's the Rosh with our God, so we add the Korban Asanel. Suggests something quite remarkable. He also learns at the Pnei Yeshua that the issue is the lowering of the flame. And he says, Tosis Lashon Nira Kikibui? It means it's only B'dirabonon. Believe it or not. It says in the Gemara, Chayev? Lav Dafka. You mentioned this before. I mentioned a few minutes ago. If I say it, B'dirabonon, I wouldn't be the first one to say it. The Korban Asanel said it. But even if the Pnei Yeshua is right, that taking a shalhevet, and making it bigger or smaller would be maver, would be mechaber. Shlomo Zalman claims that would not apply to a filament. Would not apply to a filament. Wouldn't apply to a filament. Only to a real fire. And he adds, if you're left with a fire when you finish, he personally thinks there really is no issue of kibbutz. See later on in the Kuf Chaf Amud Beis and the Shulchan Aruch, Reishai and Zion, talk about Kofim Ka'ar al Gabi Haner. You can put a bowl on top of a fire in the discussion of Gram Kibui. But doesn't it get less? Doesn't it get smaller right away? It's a move to be makel. You're allowed to put with certain conditions, you can put a pot on and off a fire. You know the impact on the fire? Mutter. We'll have to discuss this at greater length. In any event, he says, believe it or not, if this is true, in theory, not saying on the mice, in theory, you can take an electric incandescent bulb, which has a dimmer, brightest, and play with it. Wouldn't be an easier maver or mechaber? I wouldn't want to play with that. I wouldn't want to play with it at all. And he says, although it looks to you that the filament gets thicker, which might be a problem, because it's not just that it gets higher degree intensity of heat, but more, a bigger thing is burning, he says it's an optical illusion. He gets all the scientists, he calls it the vacuum. It's in a vacuum, nothing can get bigger, it just looks bigger. It's not really big. Science. It's all in the shlom. Achidosh, Rabbi. Achidosh. I would like to show you now a very important Rashi, which again I forgot to put in the Ma'amar Kofos. Very, very important. It's in the Mishnah. I don't feel that bad because you know the Mishnah by heart. It's in the Siddur. If you don't know it by heart, you're certainly very familiar with it. Chav Tes Amid Beis. Everyone to open up Chav Tes Amid Beis. Lo yikov adam shvel feresh al beitza v'yimalena shema v'yitnen al pianer b'shvil shetem in atefes. Why? Says the Gemara. Also the stapuke mina. You may take some of the shemen away. Says Rashi, what's wrong with that? The time of Mishon Gzeir Hashem Yistapek Heimenu. The Kevan Sheik Tseyu Lener Chaya Mishon Mechaber. Critical word in Rashi. Sheik Tseyu Lener. Why is it so important? You saw this Gemara if you saw the Rosh in the Ma'am HaKlemus. Because the Rosh in Beitza argues on Tosfos. Tosfos that we just saw said, why you Chayav? If you're mistopic, Mishem and Shevener, why? Because right now, the fire becomes weaker. So according to some, it means literally. And that could be either Doraisa, or some suggest with the Rabbonin, as the Lord Nira Kikibu implies. We prefer the Ksav Sova's chat. That means that it's really the ultimate going out, but it has to also be, it has to start right away. By it becoming somewhat dimmer medium. Open to the Rosh, the one I asked you to see, in Simon, Yud Zayin, he writes as follows. Oh, well, before I get to the Rosh, Tosas Mishkan Yesh Lahadir, Candle Shal Shava Gadola, Lachdok Lamad Mimeno, Kevin de Bishosh, Shakotan also in a Makash Marshal, a Klal, Apa Pishu Gorem, Gorem, Ligrom Kibuya, Afri Shugorim, Ligrom Kibu Yashari. It's a famous Tosis. You can cut off a candle on Yontif. So why not Shabbos? Tosis is much better than Shabbos. Gram Kibu is awesome. The crap of Malcolm Hefson, Malcolm Blake. But if not, that you can do it on Shabbos too. Cut off the bottom of the candle. Says the Rosh, it's wrong. Tosis is wrong. Tosis, the Rosh says, what's wrong with Tosis? It's against the Gemara Shal Feresh Shal Beisa. Shabbos Chav Testament Beis. There, it must be because Mimara Kibuyo. She'eno Makish Mor Aner Klal. Sherei Aner La'ola Mole Shemen. Kimen HaShal Feresh Mitafdev Tomid La'or Aner. Or the Toch Aner. Afim Yistabing Ma'at Mishemesh Shepetoch HaShal Feresh Eino Makish Mor Aner. Says the Rosh. Kovin HaSan is not so sure the facts are true. Perik Beis and Beis of Simon Yudai. Hilchuk Nerali, Tavad, the Mestabi Mishemin, Menaner, Shememimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim, Kibuyo. Viafrabonon, the Rabbi Yossi, Modi, Vagat, Gram Kibuy, the Chayim. Listen carefully, very important line. We have to discuss what's going to call Gram Kibuy. The Ad, Kano, Pligi, Hosam, Ella, Mishem, the Eno, no Gea, Bedover, Hadolik, Ella, Osa, Dover, Chutzalo, Hagorim, Asa, Kibuy, Shetagia, Hamel, Shamad, Legum. Saw the Mishnah in Kufrav, put barrels around the fire. I didn't touch it was burning. Aval Hocha, Hashemen, Vapsila, Shteyen, Gormim, Esad Leka. And you put in Khmer, it's Marech Barabaroso. It would have got off earlier. And you take out Sheven, Memara Kibui. That's what he says. This is the rush. So how far do we go with this rush? The Pashtas, the rush is limited by Rashi. But Rashi said, it's only true if you designated that which is burning now to burn, and when you put out the fire, it's not going to burn. Otherwise, against the Gemara Kufchaf, I have a talis. Let's turn to Kufchaf just for a moment. That's going to be tomorrow, we'll discuss Kufchaf more. But let's just turn to it. Kufchaf, Rabbi Osai. I'm going to off the last few lines. Talis she'ochas ba'ur mitzad echad nos nilamayim mitzad acher v'mkofsa kofsa. Now wait a second. This talis was doomed to destruction. Doomed to be burned. So how can I put water on the other side? That's kibui. The talus is burning. The talus is burning. The answer is Rashi. Lo hiktzei, you didn't want to burn the talus. And Echanami, if Reuven decided to burn his talus, make a big scene out of it, spectacle, I'm not sure if he turns around and then he decides to put out the fire, he might be over Mishem Kibui. The same as if he wants to burn oil and takes away the oil, he's over Mishem Kibui. But there's no haktzah over here. Now it comes to the very important question. Rabosai, do you require to be chayav that the entirety of what's burning was designated for this fire or not? In the case of the Gemara, that's how it was. You had a nair filled with oil and it was supposed to burn until you ran out of oil. And you have a shvil ferris, same thing. It'll just keep dripping in, so it all drips in, and it'll burn up, and it'll stop. What if I have a million-gallon receptacle, which is oil there till after the Mashiach comes? Come from here of your main. And I take a little bit of oil out of that. Do we consider all of this oil designated for this particular fire? So I'll give you two potential nafkaminas you should consider. One is electricity. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman made a statement, I read it to you before, that perhaps you should view the current with respect to the filament should be like shemen with respect to the wick. But the current is something which seems to be unending, like we hope. Karnetis should never have any blackouts, Khalila. It's going and going and going and going. It's not all designated for this particular electrical light. Take a better case. I have a gas fire. And again, Karnetis. Those who live in New York, Karnetis gives you both electric and gas. And they have gas. I don't know how much gas they have. Trillions of cubic meters. I don't know how they measure it. Not all, it's all one big pipe. It's all meant for my little oven. So what if I turn off the oven and the fire goes out? What's it? Now, no one should do these things. Okay, that's the bottom line, because someone leaves today. No one should do these things. But we have to analyze, are these problems of Mechaba or not? So, tomorrow we'll discuss this at some length. Realize some of the Ma'amar Kamos are really Hilchos Yontif, not Hilchos Shabbos. So on the sugya in the Sechta Beitz of Beis, as I mentioned to you in that rush, I'd like you to also see the Korban Asano, and also the Tiferes Shmuel, another parish on the bottom of the Russian Beitzah, in Siman Yud Zayin, and also the last line of Siman Yud Ches. Or I'd like to also add in here Masechta Shabbos the Mordechai, Siman Tuf Reish Pei Beis, Virach, the last few lines, and Siman Tuf Reish Pei Gimel until Vinochon, also on the same topic. And finally in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Yontif, that's where it's my mistake, not Hilchos Shabbos. Siman Tuf Kuf Beis Siv Beis, with the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion, and Siman Tuf Kuf Yud Dalet Siv Beis, is the Shulchan Aruch, and Siv Gimel, with the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion, Chav Beis, Chav Tes, and Lamed Aleph, and the Bir Halacha, V'Yichabe, and Umutar. And Shemira Shabbos, oh, on the Rosh Siman Tes that's here in Shabbos, he had the Korban Asan al Gimel. And the Shemira Shabbos Perek Chav Gimel, which is the next Ma'am Akomas, Ed Ha'ara Ayin Gimel. And also Ed Perek Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, and the Ha'aras there. Those who couldn't get it so fast, it'll be on my table. I just wanted to read it into the record. Okay, Rabbi Oseh, we're starting the Gemara Daf Kuf Chav. I know I left you in the middle of a question yesterday about turning off stoves, but it's impossible to discuss until you see these Ma'am Akamas. So we'll have to put that on hold and go to the Gemara you did see on Daf Kuf Chav. So the Mishnah begins on Kuf Chav. Rabbi Shimon ben Anas Omer, Horus and Orish al Gedi al Gabe Shida, Tevel Migdal, Shachas ben Asaur, Mibnei Shu Mecharek, Veosin Mechitza Bechol Akelim, Emelei Merikonim, Vishrush Lotavra at Lake. Rabbi Yossi also bekli cheras chadashim malei and mailin fish ha'ein yichon lekabel ha'sa'or v'en nisbakim v'mechabin ha'sad leiko. Shoyim. Says the Gemara on Kuf Kof Med Beis. What's Rabbi Yossi's opinion? The member the Rabbonan Sarvi Gram Kibu Yimutna. Rabbi Yossi Sava Gram Kibu Yosser. Shoyim. So machlokas ha'tanoim. Gram Kibu Yimutna, Gram Kibu Yosser. What's the case, the one and only case that we know so far, which is called Gram Kibu officially? I have a fire, I encircle it with barrels, the barrels are filled with water, the fire goes to the barrels, breaks the barrels, the water comes out, puts out the fire. That's called Gram Kibui. Rabbi Yossi holds Usr, Rabbanan holds Mutter. That's what it says. That's called Gram Kibui. Fine. So in that sugya, the Gemara goes further and says, Ipcha Shamin Elohu. The Tanya also mechitza bekelim, also mechitza bekelim, reikonim bevemalein sheindak on the shtaber. And tells you what kind, such as matches. Rabbi Yossi omer af kli kfar shichin and kli kfar chananya, eindak on the shtaber. Alma says Rashi, Rabbi Yossi begram kibui tfei meikil midrabonon. Or it says Chesuri Mechzur on the first wide line. Also Mechitza Bekelim Rekonim Vemleim Shein Dag on the Shtabit Veil Hain. And Rabbi Yossi says that they ain't dark on the Shtabit. So if it's ain't dark on the Shtabit, it's Mutter. Otherwise, it would be Asur. Frankly, Mover. It's a steer between Rabban and Rabban and Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya. Here's the only case which the Gemara Sanhedrin compares to the previous one. Haresh Yashem Kosev Lo Al Besoro. Haresh Lo Yirchot V'lo Yosef V'lo Yamu V'moka Matinofes. Forget, can't take a shower? Yashem can't take a, I don't know, shower. Can't take a bath. Those that had baths. Can't take a bath. Why? What's wrong with taking a bath? You take a bath and you have the shame written on your skin, so you know that going to a bath, so if something's dirt on your body, it's going to come off. That's one of the points of the bath. So if you have to, if you have Shem Hashem, can't go into a bath. Can't go in. The Tevila Shel Mitzvah, Gemi. Rabbi Yossi Yomer LaOlam Yored V'Tovah Kedarko Uvash Lo Yishav Sheif. Wait a second. going into a bath, the Gemara says it's considered Gram Mechikas Hashem. That's obvious, the Gemara's comparison. It's called Gram Mechikas Hashem. Rashi said so. Amal Rabbanan Gram Mechak Asur L'Rabbi Yossi Shari. Everything's backwards. Hey, same exact thing. Gram is not called an asiyah. Well, it starts with secondary external considerations. Odom bol amamono. Bisharas the asa the chibuye. She's really it's mutter, but they threw in an extra chumra and a chos Shabbos. She shouldn't do something which is worse. Ira Bonon. Well, it goes on to say Oslav Hashem Arum. Again, external considerations. Bottom line is Machlokas by Gram Kibbutz. Now let's go back to the Gemara which we skipped. Toner Abon. Ne'er shall gabi tabla menaris a tabla vino fellas and kofsa kofsa. Says Tosis. Omeri, the mayat leka shemen b'ner. Ika shemen b'ner chayim, shere shofik mimenu, ave ke mistabik mimenu de chayim, ishe mechabe, beitzach of beitz. Okay. So it's a ne'er shava, not a ne'er shemen. It's like our candles are wax candles, not made from oil. Good. Weiter. Tana ner shachori adelas poseach v'nol kedarka v'm kofsa kofsa. Okay. Layat ola Rav. Rav gives a klola. Why? Because he holds the davar shenem miskaven is also. So therefore he... What's this like the modern world? You all double shit miscavenant us. A guy was mutter to give him a klola. I thought that was a 20th century innovation. It's impossible, frankly, my kids. It's ridiculous. It's a legitimate sheet in Tanoim. It's wild. What's this? No. Even Rab Shimon agrees it's the psychration of Lo Yomtz. Okay. So everyone agrees it's us. So it's us or it's us. Fine. Amar Rav Yehuda poseach adam delas keneged mit hamadura b'shabbos. Can open the door opposite the fireplace. Again, layet alei abayis. The abayis gets into the action. V'may askina? Idei ma debruch mitzuya my time of demand the osi. I bruch shene mitzuya my time of demand the shari. On bruch mitzuya mar sovar gazrinon umar sovar lo gazrinon. That's it. That's the Gemara. Sok Tosis. Mar Sova Gazvina. Hilkal Tzorach Li Zorah Shol Liftoach Adelas Tefnei Amadura. Afila Baruch Mitzuya. Do Layat Alei Abayi. Do Avi Besra. Vahani Mili Ksha Amadura Ktsas Krova Eitzel Hadelas. Near the fireplace is near the door. Zok Rashi, Keneged Amadura, Afal Pisha Ruch Ben Hashemas Umavir Aur. Wind comes in and makes a bigger fire. Pashtas. My time at the Mandosa in Derek Lahavir Beruch Mitzuyev Lo Psik Reishav Lo Yomasu. Okay. The Tosa says the only problem is if the door is near the fireplace. Question. If you have a Ruach Mitzuya and or if you have a Medura which is a little further removed from the door, do you think for a moment that there's no impact that the wind that comes in from the outside has on this fireplace? Who are Torah Umadonikas. Obviously, if the it's a gust of wind, Ruach Shana Metzuya, and if it's right near the fireplace, it's going to have a much bigger impact, no question. But seems to me laws of physics, it's going to have some impact, even if it's a lesser wind, and even if it's a little bit further removed. So this brings us right away to the topic of Groma. What exactly is Groma? The only case we have in the Gemara itself of Groma, as I told you, is the Gram Kibui of the barrel surrounding, and then you have the comparison to Mechik. But if you think about the barrel surrounding, we can give the following definition. I asked you to see it, I don't know if you got a chance to see it yet. The statement, B'ikve Hatzom, give me right there. B'ikve Hatzom, Rav Shechta Shalita, and Simon Zion. There's quite a discussion about this matter. And those who wish, we can make copies. I'll present briefly the thesis over here. It starts with our Mishnah. Mishnah Shabbos Kufchav, Kalim Malayim. He quotes, many Mefarshim, what Haina, what's a Groma? They have to rule the Gemara B'Kama Dav Samach, which, by the way, is quoted by Rabbi Nechanana right here. Take a look, right here. The last two lines on the page. The last 3.5 lines. Kamina b'Gemara b'Da'akonis Tzon Ledir b'Nezikin b'Kama Dav Samach. Hamalabe v'Milibuyak de'Labosa Potter. Bakshina my Potter. Levik is Zora v'Ruach Misayoso. Wants to make some kind of a comparison between Shabbos and Ezekiel. Well, there's a whole bunch of reasons. Ravashi is the Basra. What does he say? Hey, Chamin Zorav Ruach Mesayosu in Shabbos the Melechus Makshavas Asr Torah. I will also Groma Bialmi Groma Benizak and Potter. Shema Mer the Kevin the Mashri Uruchel Afil the Ruach Metzuyah the Labos Umakshav Lekach Asr B'Shabbos and the Melechus Makshavas. Very important, Rabbi Nechanan. Very important. So, I'll read you from Rabbi Shechta's Lashon. V'yein loma kepashtus Lashon Achronim. The kol shemis hava ha-melocha liyachas man. Mikri groma. Can't be. It brings rias that things which happen later on are considered your action and not considered to be grum. I don't want to go into the rias. One of his rias, you light a candle on Erev Shabbos. The famous Nebuchadnezzar of Baba Kama says that all the lighting is considered to have happened on Friday, even though it's happening hours later. So he heard from the Rav as follows: Im akolach ha'acher pol ve'osa shol mamish she'adam osas pulasa shelo osha kaponim mask la'kolach ha'acher lifol teichav v'miyad im gemar pulasa shelo os shabim mitzurefes kol ha'asiyah elo u'mikri hu ba'lamaisa. Ach b'mikresh ha'koach ha'acher einanu maskel lif'ol ad achas man ad lachash gemar ha'pula shalo oz mikri grama. Footnote 3, he attributes to the Pnei Yoshua adaf ayin heyam and aleph. It references a tosis adaf yud zayinam ad beis and mem zayinam ad beis that seem to be riots. This is so. Next page in the Sefer, B'ikvei Hatzon. U'mi'ay timer recholeg Rabbeinu Zal kama mi'akulas shemtziu achodem mi'rabonis manenu sheyichyu. B'inyonek Roma b'melechus Shabbos. וטוען שכשיש שעון שבת המחוב מבעוד יום ובו אחד לערוך בו איזה שינוי ביום השבת כדי שתסהה באיזה מלאכה לאחר זמן שאין לדונו כגרומו אלא כמלאכה דורייסה בדין כוח החמור בו מאחר שכוח האלקטרי כבר פועל בשעון זה בשעון שערכו אז תיקונו שלו. So if I want to put on a light, I put on a light. Now it's 12:45. I want it to go on at 12:45. So I'll put on I'll put in the mechanism. The Shabbos clock is set to go on in an hour. So the Apostle will say it's a grommer. It's happening an hour later. And the Rav said, no, it's Maisa because I did something and the clock's going already. The clock, as they say in America, the clock is ticking. It's ticking all the straight through. As the minute I put the that little tab, whatever you want to call it, the peg, in the Shabbos clock, the clock is turning around right away. So it's Ad Kan Divrei HaRav. Then Rav Shechter, Shalita, Kedarko, brings from all over Shas, riots to the Rav's definition. Whoa, all over the place. Here's the Nesivis in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel. Sifkot and Gimel. In terms of Kinyan Hagbah, that if you'd help, you if a Shas, Mashiach of Hagbah, something comes up, so it's considered a Maisa Kinyan. If it happens later, nothing to do with me. Then he has a pchaim, a little shrein, a perget aleph, as a simile assault. And he has a chazanish, double common base aleph, based on Tosin Sanhedrin and Zion. Fine. So now you have the pchaim and the nesivis and the chazanish, all at the row. Well, Meiridik. Here's what it says. Now the question becomes, does it fit with the Gemara? To tell you the truth, I always assumed Torah Misinai. I heard from Rabbi Shechter, I heard from the Rav. Torah Misinai, can't argue with this. All of a sudden, I'm learning the Gemara. I said, this is against the Gemara. This is against the Gemara. Before the Gemara, black on white. To what Gemara do I have reference? What? Louder. Or another. What? I haven't learned any Gemaras. What am I referring to? Exactly. Mechikas Hashem. The guy goes into the bath. It seems that Dava Pashut, that if the water from the bath is going to succeed in getting the ink off my skin, so it's a gradual process, it doesn't happen in a minute. But when does it start? The minute I go into the bath. So I go into the bath, and the Shem Hashem is on my arm, and it's there, and so I'm staying there for an hour. An hour later, it's going to be all gone, the Shem Hashem. But it takes 60 minutes. Oh, 60 minutes. And the first minute is right now. So I'm looking at myself, and I said, what is going on over here? And beautifully assault, not Mishkadoli, Ola, Rab Chaim, and the Chazanish, and the Nesivus, and the Rav, and Rav Shechter. It's against the Gemara. Who has the Teretz? Unless maybe I'm crazy. I'm asking a very basic question. If it's indeed true, if the Koach Acha begins when I do my piece, what's my piece? It's going into the bath. What's the koach acha? The water starting to work to erase the ink from my hand. It happens at the same time, the same second. This bothers me. But the Gemara is comparing these two cases. That's the problem. There is some kind of a comparison. Yes. But the bottom line is, if I understand the Gemara correctly, that you go into a bath, the bath is it's a hot bath, right? So hot water on your arm, part of its job is to get rid of the dirt. When you were young, I said, go into the bath, Simcha, go into the bath. Why? I said, all the dirt should rub off. Right? That's That's the assumption. This bothered me. I know what to do. No, I'm waiting for your answer before I give you mine. Those guys that left, they would have certainly given it, had an answer. I don't remember. Stumble. Open to the Shulta Gibor, my boss. Please open to the Shulta Gibor. Mem Hey Amanalf. The first part of the Shulta Giborim, I can't go into right now. I just can't do it right this minute. But the second part is relevant to us. Mikol Makom Nireh. This is parallel to the last narrow line of the run. It's in Shmem Hayos Beis and Shulta Giborim, right there. The line starts Nireh. Nireh. The Vadai call Gram Kibui the Sharinon, who be Indian Sheeno Machavin Lechabos, Elo Ose Shum Dover Lactos Befnad Leka, by the Kaf Boa Kibui, Kay the Priestess Or, or Machitas Kalem Malayam Maim, or the Sinas Klirek and Takas and Neva Hayote Belu, Sheeno Machavin Lechabos, Elo Lahogin, to protect them from going further. Hilkoch Ibahai, Mysa Shaosa Bomemela Kibui Shaper Dummy. Lo habel the gram kibui below miskave. Di mekave lekach? Boom. Rabosai, achidish niflo. You talk about the heter of grama. And the rabba's opposed heter grama. Don't need the rab. The shulta gibarim says whenever you want to do it, it doesn't work. whatever you want. That's exactly what you're doing. You're not doing anything else. There is nothing else. Obviously, the Shulta Gibborim is right. Then the Rav is right to be opposed to all these grammar machines. Will have me tamei, but because you're mechaber. Everyone with me so far? So now, permit me to make the following suggestion. There are two halachas. There are two halachas. One is the grammar of the Shita Mekubetzis, of the Shulta. whatever you want. That's exactly what you're doing. You're not doing anything else. There is nothing else. Obviously, the Shulta Gibbarim is right. Then the Rav is right to be opposed to all these grammar machines. V'lav mitamei, but because you're mechaber. Everyone with me so far? So now, permit me to make the following suggestion. There are two halachas. There are two halachas. One is the grum of the Shita Mekubetzis, of the Shilta Gibbarim, excuse me. The grum of the Shilta Gibbarim, which is, listen carefully please, which is only a case of segregation. You don't want it, it happens by itself. In such an instance, Rabbosai, as we saw from the Gemara of Mechikas Hashem, it's mutter, even though the Koach Acher Murabo starts working immediately. Cannot go to Gemara. A Gemara is a Gemara is a Gemara. However, most poskim argue with the Shilta Gibbarim and talk about a possibility of Grama being mutter, even if that's your explicit kavana. That's the whole assumption of all these quote grumma machines, or we'll see later how if any of them work. But that's how they're clearly assuming that. And we can assume that too. But that's only with the roughs yourself. If you're doing it for the express purpose of such and such happening, you're on miskaven lekach, not in a miskaven segregation. You're miskaven lekach, then it's only going to be mutter if the Koach Acher starts working after you're finished doing yours. So I'm trying to preserve the Rav Yisod. He has a Rav Chaim, and he has a Chazanish, and he has a Nesivis, and everyone's on that side. That's true. That's true in the case where I am intending to do this thing, which is all the cases they're talking about. All those rights. But in the case in which I don't intend it, which according to the Shulta Gibbarim is the only case of grama, so that we don't accept. We have grama in a case where you intend it, but only if it starts, the Koach Acher starts afterwards. If, however, you don't intend it, then grama would work to be matir, even in a case where it starts immediately, as for the Gemara of Mechikas Hashem. You'll say, what kind of business is this? Tzvei dinim. Why should it be tzvei dinim? What's the common thread between them? Here's my thought. It says, Losasa kol melacha. If the Koach Acher begins after my mice is complete, then it's not my mice in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not my mice in Nezikin, and it's not my mice in Kinyan. It's not my mice anywhere. Ritzicha, the Chazon Ish Lakish, Ritzicha. Not my mice anywhere. I didn't do it. I did X, and later on, force Y comes into play. Later on, I didn't do anything. But if I intend to do something and the Koach Acher started while I'm doing my action, then it is called my action. As for all these rites, Zikin and Kinyan and Shabbos and Mitzich everywhere. What's the pshat of segregation, Rabosa? What's the pshat of segregation? Segregation means I'm doing A, and an inevitable result of A is B. So we spoke about it in the past. Rabbi Chanan has a chakir about it in Ksubis, Simon Yud Ches, I believe, in Kovat Shurim. One pshat, which we will apply in this case, is that it's called Chad Maisa. I do A inevitably leads to B, so therefore, when I intend, my intention is limited to A. But it's A slash B, it's one and the same. It's Chad Maisa. That's the definition of segregation. Oh! Now we can say, hey, this is a Wapa Chiddush segregation. What a Wapa Chiddush! We point out that the Osameach says that you're only over the live of Shabbat, not the essay. You're talking about a whole new brave new world. It's a Wapa Chiddush segregation. So may I suggest that the Chiddush of Chad Maisa was only said if the two actions, A and B, are concurrent. I do A, it leads right away to B. Then we say that's called Chad Maisa. But if I do A now, it leads to B later, my mindset is if I'm a scam on the kach, but the chiddush neira of psik reishas being called chad maisa was never said in this case. So you have two separate and distinct halachas, but there's a tzara shave. It's not labeled as your maisa, either because you do action A with fewer kavanah should lead to B, but force Y doesn't start until after action A is completed. That's the Rav's version of Grama being Pata. And the Shulta Giborim's version is, it's a psik resha, you don't have kavana. So it's a psik resha with no kavana, then, even though the force Y began right away, but since the action didn't take place until an hour later, it's difficult to construe the thing as Chad Maisa. And therefore, if it's a psik reisha only, not a miskave, and the result, the malacha happens later on, even though it started right away, put. Okay, nearly. This being the case, we can go back to the Tosfos which we began. Tosfos says that if there's a medura, and it's a ruach mitzuya, or it's a ruach, or it's far away from the door, then it's permissible to open the door. Why? Why? So the Rav said, you can't, don't tell me why, this, because it happens later on. You know, it's a small little wind, it's far away. I open the door now until it gets to the other side of the room. Take X number of time. I'm not sure, by the way, what right away means. If someone has a, you win a prize, give me the definition. How you define right away? Don't know. I really am looking for an answer. I don't know. Very important to know. I don't know. Maybe one of you knows. You go to a chasna, you'll ask the big rabbanim will be there. You'll ask him, what's called right away? So, if it's a ruach mitzuya or it's far from the door, it doesn't happen right away. Aye, but the wind started right away. With the rubs you sold, that's not considered to be grama. The answer is you're right. Pull out the shilteki barbs you sold. The two you sold is the two separate dinim. And since this happens to be a case of ena miskaven, so therefore, with the shilteki barbs you sold, it's called grama. And here's daiti. This is the head to open your door in your house on Shabbos. Watch you open your door. I imagine if you have a private house, in the wintertime, you have a thermostat, and a gust of cold air is going to come in behind you, and it's going to have an impact, no doubt. It's going to put that fire on earlier. I have to assume that. But perhaps that would be, it's an Einam Eskavein, Psik Resha, even though it's Nichole. Okay, but still, in case here also Nichole. Psik Resha, doesn't start till later on. And with this is the Shulta Gemara, based on the Gemara, Mechikas Hashem, it's mother. That's what I want to suggest. Yes, you go. The refrigerator door is the same thing. Refrigerator is much more kal. If you look in Shmincha Shlomo, it's the one in the Ma'am Makoma, it's a Simen Yud, I believe, it's the whole thing about a refrigerator. There, it's not clear what is the issue with the refrigerator. Because if I would press a button and put on the refrigerator motor, it's not clear which one of the Lama has to be over. That's the whole story. Hold on, Chazanish, Bona. Well, against Chazanish, we don't know what the issue is to begin with. That's more kal. That is the... this would also perhaps explain the idea of opening an oven. You open an oven on Shabbos when there's controlled by a thermostat. So Rav Moshe responded, so it's the last... I didn't get there yet. The last on the Ma'am HaKomis, to Rabbi Eider, you told me it's not a psik resha, so then it's allowed to open it. What do you mean you're telling me? Is it is or it isn't? So that's the answer. it's not a psik resh, it'll go on right away. I think it is a psik resh, so it'll go on later on. It has to be. I have room temperature air coming into a 350 degree oven with a thermostat, and here's 70 degrees. It's gonna impact on it. Teretz is, it's happening later. It's a psik resh, only my makabonis get out the cake. And therefore, the same hetter would apply. Now, I don't know, I have to speak to Rav Shef Lashlid, he's in Eretz Yisrael now. What are they doing all with this Gemara? Maybe it's just like that. Now, near side, the story is correct, it's only half a story, though. So, that's what I'm left with. Yes? What's your question? So I'm saying a Shabbos clock is also like the Rav. I'm a Rav Chosid. To get some Shlema Zalman, well, we'll see soon. I'm sorry? Yeah, it's right away, and I'm a Miskava the cop. I want the light to go on. Or off, as the case may be. That's not called the Grum. No, that's not Grum. Nanias died. Okay, everybody with me so far? That was the major issue I wanted to share with you today, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Okay, could be wrong, but I assume that the Rav is right and the Gemara is right, so I'm stuck. So I think what I'm saying is a possible explanation. Now let's see back to the sugya itself and Kuf Chaf of Beis. A number of other important comments on this Gemara. Please turn again, Kuf Chaf. Tosa says they're referring to a case where there's no shemen. The shemen, forget it. Let's take a look in the Rosh Simen test. This is now what's on the Maamar Kamos. Please turn to the Rosh Simen test. Just give me a Rambam if you don't mind. I want to see a Rambam too. The Rosh Simen test. Rashi Pirish Aner Munach Achorei Adeles V'chashinan Shemi Yechabena Waruach. V'ri Pirish Shaner Takua V'achorei Adeles V'psichas Adeles V'nilas V'merachek Es Hashem Min Apsilo V'karbo Al Apsilo V'yos V'ftoach Adeles K'negan Amadura Afil Baruch Mitzuyo. The Hagos Maimini in Hilchos Shabbos, the one I asked you to see, Perek Hay, disagrees. Well, somebody needs to put a nair on the Hanukkah there, on the door itself. The Ein Lo Makshu Posech V'no Mata Hashem V'no Hashava El Apsilo Mimeno V'nim Tzim V'chavar O'mavir. No. The only reason why you can't move a candle on Shabbos is because it's Mukta. And of Kuf Chof it says, Ner Agabe tavla menar tavla vino felt and kofsa kofsa. Alpha pisha mata shem the fun of all the akov and it's a mechaber o mavir. Lo shayach ki agavne mechaber o mavir. I feel he's shayach? Dovash and a mescaven mutad lo psikreshu. Why it's not a psikreshu, I don't quite understand, but that's what he suggests. It's a machlokas. The Beis Yosef is here in our simon, Rei Shai and Zion, that's now officially our simon. Says it's the machlokas rishonim, quoted by the Turin Siman Tov Resh Pei. The question becomes: what are they fighting about? If it's no psik resha, should certainly be mutter. What are they fighting about? A metzias, whether it's psik resha or not? Rabbi, say, open up your Mishnah Brura, please. Everyone has a Mishnah Brura. Please open up, if you don't mind. Open up your Mishnah Brura. Reish Ayin Zayin. Sifkot Zayin. אם הוא קבוע בדלת עצר שפסיכוסו ונילוסו מקרב השם על הנרו מרח מרחיקו ממנו עושו לפוסו לנעלו תוס השיטה says the Mishnah Berurah Zayin יש את המשמר המחר וגם אין המסכר פסיק רשו נו פוסו ונעלו בנחס בינין שלא יהיה פסיק רשו מותר so what is this? That's the argument. If this is a segregation saucer, that goes mine. He couldn't believe Toys's chat. Toys is the Gemara referring to a case where there's no shemen. Why is it tasty? A typical ner meant shemen. Look throughout Masech the Shabbos. He quoted the Gemara as referring to shemen. So I'm not sure what are they fighting about. How can they find him at Tzidol? I remember he used to come. Remember my first year in yeshiva. I was working with our Baron Soloveitchik, because I was saying, because it's not a stark as ever in the Chomer. So whenever he would have these cases, he would say, what is this? A machlekes in the Metzias? He would ask, like, you know, incredulous. Briskus cannot accept any machlekes in Metzias. Not even between people who lived 5 years ago, 5 minutes ago. We have a Chomer in the Tanoia, and Roy, we've shown him, how can it be? Nay, and he would say, no, it's a machlekes in Shiurim. It was a refrain. I almost just a chuckle. It's a machlokas and Metzias? No, it's a machlokas and Shiurim. What does that mean? I mean, they all agree with the Metzias, but the question is, does this Metzias fit into category A or category B? So we can say over here too, I'm a Talmud Rabbar, it's a machlokas and Metzias? No, it's a machlokas and Shiurim. What does that mean? It's not 100% Pesach Reisha. So we call Korov the Pesach Reisha. You saw the Marasha. It speaks about Koro the Pesach Reisha, almost the Pesach Reisha, almost the Pesach Reisha. Take a look in the Bi'ur Halacha. The Mechaber's Lashon is, Ner Shemunach HaKori HaDelas, Os Leftoch HaDelas, Shema Yechabenu HaRuach. Shema, you said? L'chor HaKosher. It's almost the Pesach Reisha. What do you think of Shema? The Masha. It's only Koro the Pesach Reisha, Nicha HaLashon. That could be the Machlokas HaRishonim, maybe. Maybe. That the Tosis asks the Koro the Pesach Reisha. And the Hagos Maram is Mata, the Maram is Mata, Korov the Pesach Reisha, Machlokas and Shiurim. There's a Meiri, by the way. I think Shaul showed me the Meiri. Shaul, right? You showed me the Meiri? Give Shaul credit. The Meiri says all the cases in the Gemara, the two cases of the Laya delay, are not really awesome. He says, Kom lebe the Rabba Mineh. If it's the Issa of Shabbos, you need a klol of a bay and a rav to make it bad for you. That's a funny lashon. Kol ebed rav minay. Teres is muta mikir adin. They made a churma mitzuya, dayna mitzuya. They made a churma to consider korov of the psikresha like a psikresha. Me'iri. And the Hagos Ma'ariv said, denies it, lada. But the other phrase, which I read to you from Nagos Maimini, is a bit more troublesome. We understand, it's not a segregation. If Korov is not, it doesn't count. Okay, it's fine. But Nagos Maimini added a phrase, which is hard to understand. The lo shayach yagavna mechabe o mavir. Even if it is not a segregation. Let me go shayach ki agav ne mechabe or mavir. Why not? Mestavik b'shem and shebener. I'll give you my pshat. What are we talking about? You have a ner shemen on the back of a door. So what's happening? The door moves and then the oil starts flowing here and there, to and fro. Perhaps what the Halakha Hagos Maimoni means is as follows. Nothing changes as a result of all this flowing back and forth. What changes? You have, I don't know, 8 ounces of oil in a bowl, and there's a wick on top, and there's a fire. So now it moves here, moves there, moves here, moves there. So nafka mina, this molecule of oil is burning, or that molecule of oil is burning. What's the difference? I'm a car of this molecule, let me mark the other molecule. It's garnished with garnished. Perhaps that's what he means. If that's what he means, if it's a gewaldigeraya, took Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman has in his famous footnote, which is on the bottom of your, towards the bottom of the Maamar Komos, about elevators, which we'll discuss, Mr. Shem. So if the elevator going down, what happens is your body weight is used to save electricity to control certain things to go down and stop, etc., etc. So Shlomo Zalman, who cares? Hanafkamina. And one of his rayas is this Gemara. He quotes this Gemara as a raya. You move a candle. How can you move a candle? It's going to Yesh Bila, he says. All the oil moves around. It's going to adjust one molecule this way, that way. Teres doesn't mean anything. Perhaps it's exactly what Agos Maimon is saying. What do you mean, Makar of a Merachik? The candle's not going to go out any earlier or any later. It's going to be exactly the same. So which molecule is which? It's garnished. I have to tell you that this is a Chiddush Nifla of Shlomo Zalman. And Rav Halperin, Shalita, the Machon Technologi, was very much opposed to that Chiddush. And I remember a story, I guess you can tell the story. The story is 28 years old, so maybe you can tell the story now. My sister got married, so her father-in-law, a very famous engineer, Dr. David Rafal Bannett, who was active with Rabbi Halperin in all these projects. So he said, a tremendous year as a coach for Shlomo Zalman, but they started apparently in this Machon Technologi, they started saying, how far are you going to go? Shlomo Zalman called up to Pesach Frank, I have a puddle around the tree, and I pour more water in the puddle, it's Mutter B'Shabbos. What's the difference? There's already so much water in that puddle, the tree can drink and drink and drink the whole Shabbos and won't finish the puddle. So I put in another few ounces. What's the difference? Same idea. Same idea as the oil. A little more, a little less. So nothing's changing. So they were discussing the following case. What if I'll have a sheichet on Shabbos. I'll have a shechita machine. And it's cutting, 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 cutting. And I'll put the machine aside and I'll cut with a knife. You mean to say he's not chayav al sheichet the Shabbos? That was what we're trying to use an ad absurdum argument. But that's just Father of Koma Munach. I think this may be exactly what Shlomo Zalman is saying. Maybe. And this Hagos Maimony. Maybe. Of course, if there's a Machlokes in Lomdus and Rishonim, as Rabbanan Soloveitchik insists, can't be Machlokes and Metzius, then maybe Faker, Tosis and Daf Kuf Chof, his argument, his very point, holds like Rabbi Halperin. The Kuvina Machlokes between Rabbi Halperin and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Lahavdu Machayim Lachayim, is doing a Machlokes between the Tosis and the Hagos Maimony. Maybe. I'm just suggesting, maybe. Perhaps. Maybe. As a matter of fact, one of the riots of Shlomo Zalman quotes there is from the Gemara in Beit that we learned yesterday. If you add Shemen to a Nair, you're chayav. Why, says the Rosh? Because you're making the Nair burn an extra 20 minutes, an extra hour. Frekt of Shlomo Zalman, why you only chayav? Because the nair is burning an extra hour, you should be chai, because the minute you put in the oil, yesh bila, it's all mixed in, and your oil is burning right away. Or some percentage of it, if you know physics. The terrace, it makes no difference. That's what Shlomo Zalman was yisod, which again, not everyone agrees to, but that's very, it could be pshat, when I thought about this, I read the words again. He says, afa pisha mata Hashem alafon of aleachar, v'nimtza mechava o'mavir, doesn't say why. Perhaps this is the reason. I'm just making a suggestion. Maybe. Okay. So now, Rabosai, we have to analyze something very important. Is there an issue to make a fire go higher or lower? We'll discuss it today, but it will not be the last discussion of this topic. Yes or no? So I saw in the Sefer Nesiv Chaim. Oh, pull him out of retirement. We haven't had him in a while. The Nesiv Chaim and Simon Kuf Yud Zayin quotes Tosis in Beit Zadav Chavbeit, which we saw in Shir yesterday, that if it goes down a little bit, it's nearer Kikibui. And he quotes the Pnei Yeshua, it's also only Medir Abana, because he is so good. On the level of the Raisa, there's nothing wrong with making a fire get higher or go lower. Can you imagine that? He quotes our Gemara. Kuf Chaf Amid Beis. We just saw it. Menayer is a tabla. Right? It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch too. You should think it's just a Gemara, not Sif Gimel. Shachak Ne'er al a tabla. Menayer is a tabla. V'hu nofel. V'afilu hu dolek. V'akshali yichav in the chaboso. All right. This was not a psik ratio, something of this nature. Fine. This should be not a psik ratio. Frekt in the Sif Chaim. You mean to tell me, when you shake this candle, the fire is not going to get higher or lower? Not going to impact on the fire at all? Of course it will. Of course it will. Even the halacha we just saw before, of the Ner Shachori Adeles. Quoted in Shulchan Aruch, "Uvener shel shava mutal liftoach v'linol, afish ukavu abedelis." Which is the Tosfos past Pshat in the Gemara. It says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ches. Ein b'mishum mekarav Hashem na merachek. Im yesh imu beinyan sheyesh lachos ha'edei apsicha v'nila yichava legamri afish shel shava osur. Frak, don't mean yichava legamri. And what if it gets a little bit higher or a little bit lower? The Mishnah Berurah is not worried about that. He's only worried about making about it going out completely. So by Shemen, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. We saw the Tosfos Chof Beis. And by Shabbat, it's Mutter. Doesn't look like a Maisa Kibui. If you look carefully in the Mincha Shlomo Rav Shlomo Zalman, again, Simon Yud Beis, the one I was on the bracket of the Maram HaKomis, at the end of, or towards the end of Sivkot and Dalit, he says the same thing. And even in the Shmir Shabbos, he quotes a Tosa Shulchan. We'll get to it later. We seem to say the same thing. And he is 20, it's against Mefura Shabir Halacha. Although he's trying to say Pshat and Mishnah Berurah this way, just turn one page to your left. One page. Reish Ayin Ches. Right? The end of the Bialacha. This is page Nun Test in this edition. V'nira Poshut. The Binyonenu. Lav Davka Akbiya Osir. Du Adin Lahashpil Ora Ma'at. Gam Ken Osir B'chol Hashem B'sakona. Kayadua. Tam Ota Asa Or Hu B'chlal Mechab Hu Chanal B'kama Mekomo. Rabbi, who's telling the truth? The Nesiv Chaim goes further. If making a fire get lower is not called kibui, making it higher is not called mavir. The Gemara equates it to, right? The Gemara Beitza. Most of Shemen is Chaim Mishum Mavir, Mistapik is Chaim Mishum Mechaber. And that rush again, that same rush that we quoted earlier. You add oil, why you Chayav? Because it's going to extend longer. But doesn't the adding of the oil raise the fire a bit according to Tosfos? Doesn't make a difference? It's according to the rush. So I'm wondering now, what's a medura? This is the Siv Chaim, what's a medura? Is a medura like a Ner Shemen, a fireplace, or like a Ner Shava? You're permitted to close a door, Abosai, which prevents the wind from coming in. As a direct result, the fire gets lower. Sounds like it's mutter to lower a fire of a medura. He quotes the Levush and the Machta Shekel, who are matter only because there's no psik resha. Psik resha would be usher. Maybe it's considered to be like a maisa kibui. It's like shema, not like shava. That's what he says. Ad kan devar v'kadosh. If he's right, we have an additional pshat why we can open up a thermostat on, we can open up a door on Shabbos in the winter time, which impacts on the thermostat, because it's just going to make the fire presumably bigger. don't know if it takes, maybe it's going to make it last longer, which is a bigger problem. So I saw in the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, I don't know what to do with this. I just know what to do with it. And you can maybe help me out. If you can figure this out for me, I'd be very appreciative. I found, I just know what, I'll explain to you what my problem is. If you have a solution, you also get a prize. In two places, the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa talks about making fires get bigger, and he's matir for chole. Take for example, you have a chole has to go into a car to the hospital on Shabbos. Can I go along? I mean, the chole will survive without me. He wants me to come along. Yes, but I'm making the fire in the car get bigger. Anyone who knows about cars? It's a combustion engine. It's a fire. Now, if there's more weight, apparently it uses up more gas and it's a bigger, I mean, is it true? More weight. Emes? Who knows about these things? You go? True. Emes. Okay. Take a look in Perek Mem Ha'arakuf Nun Hei. Rabbi Yisai, let's look a look together. Come on. Perek Mem, footnote Kuf Nun Hei. This is page Tav Kuf Mem. Im Kayem Chashash Shetosefes Maso Shel Adam Nosav Tigrom Lag Boras Trichas Adelek Kigon Sharechev Ukal V'Koton Ein Lahatel Alachza Im Lo Shanegu Nochri. The Jewish driver can't go back. Why? If the small car, it's going to make a difference. What do you mean difference? Take a look in Funal Kufnane. Quotes of Har Tzvi, that if you have more people, it's going to increase the use of the benzene, of the gas. Awesome. But a heavy ambulance, not so bad. Why? Because in a heavy ambulance, a heavy car, one extra passenger will not lead to Havoros no Suffol Shel Benzene. And even though you'll use up a little more fuel, ain't the gorium to have oros rabos yoser, ella to have oros gedolos yoser, the less one book. If it's a bigger fire as opposed to more fires, no difference. Shere ain't mishanim is mahalach hamanoi that doesn't have a smash of shalom echot. Das mumche yigal. You don't change what I think it means. This is transmission, right? When he calls mano, I think it means, I mean, no? Your mumchi has ended already? Well, if I understand it correctly, maybe, who knows, what's the truth of it? If you go into a different gear, let's say you have a shift car, anyone, I think if you want to get it to go faster, higher, stronger, it goes to a different gear, which I think lights up a bigger fire. That's my impression I got from, I know about cars in the Shemir Shabbos. That's what I know about cars. But if I understand correctly, so if it's going slowly, so it doesn't use up the whole thing, so there's a smaller fire. And if, I mean, only part of the range of potential fires is lit up, and the others is dark, if you go and put it onto a higher gear, change it to a gear, you know, hear what does that mean? I understand it means that now a greater proportion of whatever that range there is lighting up and making a bigger fire. Kach nearly from the reading of Shemir Shabbos. So if you have a light car, and a person's weight, 150 pounds, is going to call it to change gears. Because it's an impact on the weight. Because you're 150 pounds, what does the light car weigh? The lightest car, the lightest mini car, what does it weigh? A ton? A ton? Oh, yeah? Doesn't flip gears when you have more weight? Now you have to figure to explain what this footnote is. It's a mumke here. I don't know. Okay, I'll read you another footnote. He goes back to Perek Lamed Bo. 1 second. By tomorrow, he'll explain me the theories of cars. I'll quote you, but no prize for that. In Perek Lamed Beis Arad Sadi, he has a whole footnote about Riba B'Shirim. It's a dinner of Mabe B'Shirim for Chal Shas B'Kuach Nefesh. When Riba B'Shirim is Usur, when it's Muta, when it's Chayav, a whole story. Because he is sold over here. If I have an item, which there is no shear, I have two chickens. I can check for someone who needs a choshev b'sakana. One is a 5-pound chicken, one is a 4-pound chicken. There's nothing wrong with checking a 5-pound chicken. It's not an iser. It's one act of shechita. Now, can be the 4 pounds or 5 pounds, irrelevant. So too, ish, there's no kavin. Are they gram b'sakresha? Ki hai, the gram kibui. Isharya? O dilma gabed leke kilu. Here's the shayla. So one could distinguish, perhaps, I'm suggesting, and say that in the grama of what we call the poskim, the Rav's grama, where you intend to achieve this result, but you're doing it in a complex fashion, where the koach hachamurubo begins after your koach ended, al derech yavim babin and zikin and ritzicha and kinyan, etc., etc. So then, since you